Time for the latest agricultural news. I'm Casey Shepard, back in just a moment.
Are you looking for land for farming, grazing, fishing, or camping? Well, each October, Oklahoma land is leased for agricultural farming and grazing, as well as outdoor sports and recreational use. Tuesday, October 17th, auctions will be held at the Elk City Convention Center at 10 a.m., where Caddo, Greer, Harmon, Kiowa, Roger Mills, and Ouachita County tracks will be auctioned. Wednesday, October 18th, 10 a.m., the school land auctions move to Stillwater at the Payne County Fairgrounds. Tracks in Logan, Noble, Pawnee, and Payne counties will be auctioned. And the final auction for the year on Thursday, October 19th at 10 a.m. at the Shawnee Expo Center. Tracks for Canadian, Garvin, Lincoln, McLean, Oklahoma, and Pottawatomie counties will be auctioned. For more information, visit www.clo.ok.gov or call 1-888-35-LANDS. Ag lease auctions are a great opportunity for grazing, farming, or fishing, and the money benefits Oklahoma education.
Well, winter wheat acres in Oklahoma have dropped by about 2 million acres. I had the chance to talk about this with Oklahoma State University Associate Professor of Agricultural Economics, Dr. Amy Hagerman, who said wheat base is at a much higher level than what our actual planted wheat acres are in the state.
So wheat base, what you do your ARC and your PLC over, for example, is at a much higher level than what our actual planted wheat acres are in the state. And Kim Anderson has been talking about this for a couple of years, that we've actually dropped about 2 million acres of wheat when we look at base versus planted. And so if we're talking about a base update in this next farm bill, and so we are talking about the potential for a crop base update, what that looks like, whether it's voluntary or mandatory, is all very much up in the air. What does that mean for our wheat producers in the state who maybe still have wheat base? Perhaps it's in another crop. That might actually be a positive for them if they're moving it to a crop that has a higher average payment, as an example. But then it also, for perhaps some of our producers who have moved it into, for example, grass, and they're grazing cattle on it, that has the potential to have a negative impact.
In the next farm bill, Hagerman said there have been some conversations around a base update.
And so what is that going to mean for producers if we actually do this reallocation of base in the state? And I think given that gap between base acres and planted acres, our wheat producers have the greatest potential to be impacted, whether that's positively or negatively, depending on how they do the update.
To hear my complete conversation with OSU's Amy Hagerman about the farm bill and more, you can go to OklahomaFarmReport.com. Well, something to put in your calendar for November, the 2023 Oklahoma Farm Bureau Annual Meeting will be taking place November the 10th and 12th at the Oklahoma City Omni Hotel this year. This meeting serves as the largest yearly gathering of Farm Bureau members in the state, with general sessions, policy discussions, breakout sessions, awards, networking, and of course, fun with your fellow farmers and ranchers. OKFB members will elect fellow Farm Bureau members to lead the organization, including the election to the OKFB president. Districts 1, 4, and 7 will caucus to elect district directors, and both the Women's Leadership Committee and the Young Farmers and Ranchers members will caucus to select leaders for the upcoming year. The OKFB delegates will also be voting on proposed changes to the organization's bylaws. Farm Bureau members will also vote on the organization's grassroots policy positions during the Saturday business sessions and consider resolutions submitted by county farm bureaus from around the state. To find out more information, including the agenda and the list of speakers, you can go to okfarmbureau.org. You've got farm news on Ron. As a livestock producer, you want to make sure you're always protecting your investments and your bottom line. Livestock Risk Protection, or LRP, might be for you. Clay Bertram at Ag Risk and Apache tells us more.
The key things about LRP is, number one, you don't have to sell your cattle. Number two, it's not a morbidity policy. And number three, it gives you that peace of mind to sleep at night.
To speak with the folks at Ag Risk Management and Insurance at Apache, call 580-588-5099. They are an equal opportunity provider. That's our latest farm and ranch news. I'm Casey Shepard on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.